Andrea Polnasek of Chippewa Falls. She's a native of Massachusetts, but living with her wonderful family in Chippewa Falls, her husband, Perry, and their three kids. And she is a author of a number of books. The Christmas Devotion is My Wish for Christmas, the Luke Project. You can check out that and her other writings at AndreaPolnasek.com. We're into week three already of this Advent season. Week three, day two today, finding favor. And today I got the scripture, Luke 1, 43 to 45. And then we better get it ready here so that we can turn to Andrea and she can read in her own voice, her own words, what she's got penned for today. Okay? All right, here we go. The scripture for today. Little Lori line. Yezu Bambino in the background. Here we go. Luke 1, 43 to 45. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? This is Elizabeth, right? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy, said Elizabeth. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. So, Andrea Polnasek, pick it up from there.
This entire experience was life-changing for Elizabeth. She'd been barren for her entire marriage. The townspeople whispered about her. They wondered what she had done wrong to anger God so that he would curse her with childlessness. She understands some of the feelings of being an outcast, not included and different. Elizabeth's words are beautiful. She explains, "Why am I so favored?" She knows what it feels like not to be favored. So when Mary arrives with her news and Elizabeth's baby responds by leaping for joy, Elizabeth knows that something special is happening. She knows Mary's a friend of God. He has shown her great mercy by moving mountains in her life, working a miracle for her family, and now her lineage will be the mother of the promised Savior. Elizabeth doesn't just leave it at acknowledging Mary's favor. She also validates Mary's faith. She says, "Blessed is she who believed." Elizabeth knows a little bit about belief. Her own husband had questioned Gabriel. His shock and awe had translated to fear and disbelief. Zachariah's reactions had left him speechless. Surely by now, 6 months into the pregnancy, Elizabeth had heard the whole story. Whether by signing or scribbling sentences, her husband had told her what had happened. So no wonder Elizabeth's impressed with Mary's faithfulness. And she uses her words to express it. The questions today are, how has God found favor with you? How has God been faithful to you? Write a few words of gratitude to thank God for his steadfast love for you.
All right, let's do those questions one more time at the end of this Finding Favor devotional. How has God found favor with you? How has God been faithful to you? Boy, there's a lot of ways, right? Write a few words of gratitude to thank God for his steadfast love for you. Boy, the gratitude attitude always helps and it never hurts.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.